You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win in 90 minutes. Was 7-4, now 2-1. Costa and Hazard both to score. Was 13-2, now 8-1. And Rashford to score and Manchester United to win. Was 13-2, now 8-1. Derek, I was looking at Manchester United's record against Chelsea, and in recent times it's abysmal. They've not won in 11 against Chelsea now.
I can't believe that, especially that, you know, Chelsea have not been all-conquering in all of those seasons, have they, either? You know, they've had like two or three real nightmare seasons, and still United can't beat them. Chelsea have beaten them six times with five finishing all square in their last 11. And they've only scored three times in their last nine clashes with Chelsea and Man United. I can't believe that record. What I would say, though, I can't believe the price either for United, 7-2. I think that's got something to do with the huge Zlatan Ibrahimovic being out, suspended after that incident last week against Bournemouth.
Do you think that was right, Derek? Do you think that's a fair suspension?
Too right. I don't think Mings did anything wrong, though. I don't know.
You don't think that was a deliberate stamp?
No, definitely not. It's not a question. This is not an opinion. It's fact. That was not a deliberate foul. No way. It's absolutely criminal that he's been banned for five games. Absolutely criminal.
How can you say it's fact?
Because it is fact. I've watched football a million years and I played football a million years, and he did not mean that. Without question, he did not mean that. I mean, if he did mean it, Jesus Christ, how spot on it is that he just stamped right on the very edge of it, you know. How could he avoid his conk? Didn't mean it. I've got to go for United here at 7-2, because they seem to be playing every 3 days at the moment, United, where Chelsea never seem to have a game. But it's doing them a favour. They seem to be getting into the rhythm, and it was a long trip to Russia. We know all that on Thursday, but this is Monday. There's plenty of time to recover. So too big. You know, I've said on this podcast a few times in recent weeks, Chelsea are the best team in the league, and they deserve to win the title, which they will do. But they're not that far ahead of the others. You know, they ain't. They just ain't that. They've had a good luck in meeting teams that have gone off the boil just as they've met them, and a few results have gone their way. I mean, they don't make many mistakes, Chelsea, but they're not outstanding. They're not an outstanding side. And they should, Man United, in their current form, when they never lose Man United, 7-2 to beat them is too big. But you know what I might do? I might do the Phelps tactics here and play safe and go for United to qualify. Because one thing we haven't mentioned, all the matches will be decided, won't they, this weekend? There's no replays in here. When did that happen? Am I getting that wrong? Am I getting my facts wrong there? I'm pretty sure I read that there's no replays anymore at this stage. They will all be decided. And another thing, you know, when teams kick off, remember they used to play centre forward, pass to the inside left, and then he passed it back to the centre, you know, the midfielder. Now they just pass it straight back. When was that allowed to happen?
That was the start of the season, Derek. That
no one told
change.
Me. No one told me that. Well, anyway, I might be talking out my backside, but I'm thinking it all gets decided this weekend, or Monday night in this case. And Man United, in my eyes, will go through. But I'm not playing. I'm not doing Phelps. I'm going United 7-2 to win.
United 7-2 to win the game. No replays at the quarterfinal stage. You know the way you talk about Zlatan Ibrahimovic's nose every week, Derek. I think you've got nose envy.
I've got everything envy.
No FA Cup quarterfinal replays. I'm not. Do you know when that came in, Tom? That rule.
This season.
It was this season.
I think they're talking about extending it even for next year.
I hope they do, because I think it should be straight knockout anyway. I do understand the reasoning behind FA Cup third round replays, because it gives that team lower down the league ladder the opportunity to hold a team like Liverpool or Manchester United at home and get that financial payoff in the second match, basically. So I can understand it in the third round, but after that, I think it's right, actually, Tom.
Well, because look at the teams that are in it. You know, for all the talk of some of the sort of magic moments of the FA Cup this season, we're left with, you know, a handful of teams that we expected to be there at the end of the season. So, and these are two of them. And Manchester United, I think without Zlatan, and particularly with the games that they've got, and, you know, the trip to Russia they've had and everything else, I can't see Manchester United here. I mean, I know Derek's not a big, you know, sort of massive fan of Chelsea and kind of maybe how good they are this season. But, you know, on Monday night, I think what I admire about them is just how effective they are at winning matches, whatever the occasion. You know, Conte's kind of a different way of working things out, and he did the same thing at West Ham. He wasn't scintillating on Monday night, but counter-attacking-wise, they've got players in red-hot form. And the problem for Manchester United in this one I see absolutely nothing in Jose Mourinho's midfield that suggests he's going to dominate against the kind of players that that Chelsea have here. And Chelsea will feel, again, this is a great chance for the double this season. I would expect them to win the FA Cup because I think they're the best team left in it. They're certainly ahead and clear in the league. And just the way this match is going to play, you know, Ibrahimovic just brings them something else, doesn't he? And I know it's an obvious thing to say, but, you know, I just think Chelsea are going to dominate. A bit like the match earlier this season in which, you know, Chelsea absolutely steamrolled Manchester United. I don't know why anything's different from then. I know we're talking back at the end of October, but what's changed? Chelsea are still in great form. They've got all the players that played that day. Manchester United are without their star man from this season. And I have to say, when you look at Manchester United's fixtures a little bit closer over the last sort of couple of months, I'm starting to come around to Roy Keane's way of thinking that they haven't really been tested. They haven't really played anybody of note. And this is going to be a tough one for them. Ordinarily, if Chelsea were Champions League bound and everything else and battling for the top four, it would be different. But for me, it's a Chelsea victory all day long. And I don't think that Conte will make massive changes to his side either. So, usual suspects. And I think 23-10 for Eden Hazard to score any time is unbelievable value if he plays. And likewise, over 2.5 goals at 23-20 is not bad at all.
They've got a difficult run of fixtures to end the season, Manchester United, as well. Outside that top four, obviously. And it's going to be difficult for them to get back in. If well, obviously, Zlatan's not playing. Who do you think starts up front for Manchester United? Because they haven't got a like-for-like replacement, have they, Tom?
No, they don't. And that, you know, that's what I'm talking about, Manchester United's squad strength, you know, particularly in that midfield area, but also up front without him. There's nobody else who can sort of play that way. And that's why he's been that important. Do you remember there was a run, and, you know, they're not the same kind of player, but I remember when Manchester United were winning, when they overtook Newcastle and won the league in 96, you know, they had sort of like 6 or 7 1-0 victories in a row, and Cantona, I think, scored sort of 6 of them. And he's the same kind of player for them in terms of when it's not happening, he can do something. I mean, they can put aimless balls into the box and he can just beat everybody in there and head it home. So he's that important to them. I think he'll probably give Rashford a chance. I think what Mourinho will try and do is play on the counter-attack. He'll do what he did at Liverpool at Anfield. I think he'll sit in because he knows that Chelsea... I mean, Chelsea, I thought they put on a masterclass on Monday night in terms of... They knew that West Ham couldn't really hurt them, but they weren't bothered about taking the game to them. They just hit them with incredible pace and, you know, could have scored a lot more goals than ended up doing. So I think tactically it will be one of those kind of games where Manchester United will sit back. But unfortunately, Manchester United this season, I don't think they're good enough to sit back against a team like Chelsea and hold out.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now.